Oasis Audio presents Inescapable by Nancy Mell. Read for you by Brooke Sanford Heldman. Chapter 1. For the third night in a row, the man stood under the streetlight, staring up at our apartment, his face hidden by a red ball cap pulled down to just above his eyes. I closed the curtain, trying to keep my movements slow so he wouldn't notice me watching him. But I couldn't keep my fingers from trembling.
"What's the matter, Mama?"
I turned to smile at Charity. Though only 6, she knew when I was worried or afraid. Unfortunately, there'd been a lot of that lately. "Nothing, honey. Did you finish your carrots?" She grimaced.
"They're too gushy tonight."
I sighed and came back to the table, trying not to let her see my fear. "They're supposed to be gushy. I cooked them." She wrinkled her button nose.
"I like them hard. You know that."
"You eat those carrots, Charity Lynn Engel, right now." I hadn't meant to sound harsh, but the strain I was under had frayed my nerves. Her dark eyes grew wide.
"Are you mad at me, Mama?"
She sniffed a couple of times, jabbed at her carrots with her fork, and stuck them into her mouth. I pushed myself up from my chair, intending to put my arms around my small daughter and soothe her hurt feelings. But when I put my hand on the surface of our secondhand kitchen table, it wobbled horribly. Charity's glass of milk started to slide, and I barely caught it before it tipped over. I looked down and found that the paperback book I'd used to balance the table legs had slipped out again. I kicked it back under the uneven leg and went to hug Charity. "I'm sorry, Cherry Bear," I said. "You don't have to eat the carrots if you don't want to." She held out her soft chub.